The Old Pilot's Plain Tales. The Woman Who Flew the V1. How does a Polish girl, born to a devout Catholic mother in 1912, get to be a pilot in pre-war Germany, let alone become a renowned and famous test pilot? The woman is Hannah Reich, and setting aside her love of and devotion to Hitler and Nazi Germany, she was one of the most amazing pilots of her generation. The diminutive, slightly built blonde, who was to become a symbol of virile heroism in the 1930s, originally aimed to be a flying missionary doctor in Africa, but turned instead to piloting gliders and powered aircraft with daring and unusual skill. She started her lifelong love of flying at a gliding school at Grunau, Poland, now considered one of the birthplaces of sports gliding. In a time when the Versailles Treaty had clipped Germany's wings, she became an excellent glider pilot. At the age of only 20, she set her first world record, a 5.5-hour gliding endurance flight. Initially interested in becoming a flying missionary doctor in North Africa, she studied medicine in Berlin, enrolled in a German airmail flying school, and in 1933, she set a glider altitude record in a Schneider Grunau Baby, a type of single-seat glider that I flew as an air cadet some 40 years later. Little did I realize at the time the history embodied in that little wood and canvas aircraft. Encouraged by her instructors, she became a full-time gliding instructor herself, flew as a stunt pilot for movies, and travelled around the world competing in competitions. In Argentina, she became the very first woman, and only the 25th in the world, to earn the gliding Silver Sea badge. In 1934, she set the world's altitude record for women, nearly 9,200 feet. 3 years later, she made the first ever crossing of the Alps in a glider. She extended her endurance world record to 11.5 hours, and in 1936, added a world record for non-stop distance flight for gliders of 305 kilometres. And a woman's gliding world record for point-to-point flight in 1939. Hannah Reich's flying feats were unrivaled. Her skill at flying gliders led to her becoming a member and test pilot with the DFS, the German Research Institute for Sailplane Flight, which was strangely named considering they also conducted research into the flying wing, rocket propulsion, a forerunner of the ME-163 rocket fighter, and trained pilots for the Hitler Youth and Luftwaffe, amongst other things. One of her first flying tasks was taking the Heinkel HE-46 up on night meteorological flights. She test flew a towed glider seaplane, the Sea Eagle, and was given the title of Flugkapitän by Ernest Udet himself, after successfully testing Hans Jacobs' automatic dive brakes for gliders. In 1937, the reformed Luftwaffe hired her as a civilian test pilot. She accepted with near reverence, calling German warplanes guardians of the portals of peace. Reich's skill at flying went well beyond that of gliders. In 1937, she flew a prototype Fokk FW-61 twin rotor helicopter around the inside of a stadium as part of a demonstration after only 3 hours of practice. Despite being the darling of Nazi propaganda machines, she was asked to fly many of Germany's latest designs, amongst them the rocket-powered ME-163 Comet, for which she was awarded the Iron Cross First Class, a machine described by Captain Winkle Brown as suicidally dangerous. Indeed, her fifth flight resulted in a crash which put her in hospital for 5 months. She also flew the FI-103, the manned version of the V-1 flying bomb, after it had had some initial crashes. This aircraft proved very difficult to land safely, and Reich herself crashed several times. It was envisaged that the aircraft would be carried to the target area under the wing of a bomber, whereupon the pilot would fly it to the target before bailing out, leaving it to crash and explode. Rather than bailing out, Reich herself presented the idea of Operation Suicide to Hitler at the Berchtesgaden, which would, in her words, require men who were ready to sacrifice themselves, in the conviction that only by this means could their country be saved. Hitler did not consider the war situation sufficiently serious to warrant them, and this was not the right psychological moment. He did agree, however, to allow development work to proceed. About 70 volunteers enrolled to fly the ME-328 glider bomb, but the plan was never implemented operationally. In the last days of the war, following Göring's dismissal for treason, Reich flew von Grimm, the new Luftwaffe head, in a Storch to meet Hitler, landing in the Tiergarten near the Brandenburg Gate. Hitler gave her 2 vials of poison for herself and von Grimm before they flew out again. However, they were soon captured and interviewed by American military intelligence, and after a few weeks, von Grimm committed suicide, whereas Reich was held and interrogated for a further 18 months. After her release, she settled in Frankfurt, and as German citizens were barred from flying powered aircraft, she took up gliding again. She competed in the 1952 World Gliding Championships, the first woman ever to compete, and took a bronze medal. She became German champion in 1955 and continued to break records, including the women's altitude record of 22,467 feet and the first diamond of her Gold C badge. Finally, in 1970, she gained the coveted diamond badge. She continued to break records and, just as an aside, also finished first in the women's section of the World Helicopter Championships. In later life, her attitude to race underwent a dramatic change. Earlier in my life, she explained, it would never have occurred to me to treat a black person as a friend or partner. She now experienced guilt at her earlier presumptuousness and arrogance. She helped to develop aviation in India and Ghana, becoming close friends of the Ghanaian president. In 1961, she was invited to the White House by President John F. Kennedy. In 1979, and with utter surprise, Captain Erich Winkles Brown received a letter from Reich. She talked of their common bond in their love of flying and danger, and how nobody really understood her passionate affection for the fatherland. The letter finished, "It began in the bunker, there it shall end." The words puzzled Brown, but then, only a week or so later, he heard of her death. It was known that she had kept the cyanide pill that Hitler gave her many years ago, before dismissing her from his bunker in Berlin. However, there was no post-mortem. It is recorded that she died of heart failure, aged 67. It is hard for me to dismiss her corruptive beliefs, but in the same way I can look past the racial opinions of Charles Lindbergh, the first man to fly the Atlantic solo, once held, I can still admire her as a remarkable pilot. At a time when women were barred from so much, Anna Reitsch rose to become one of the most celebrated pilots in Germany, indeed in the world.